Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the second only Parsha's Veschanan, that is Perek Dalad, Pasuk Hey. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues his narrative, telling Klal Yisrael that he is not going to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. However, they're going in, and now he's sharing with them all the different mitzvahs and chukim that they have to guard and they have to keep to when they get into Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk tells us, Re'eli Mati Eschem, see that I have taught you chukim mishpatim, kasher tzivan Hashem lokai, like Hashem has commanded me. And what's the purpose of these chukim? Lasers came to do them, bekarev arts in the midst of the land, asher atem boim sham l'rishta, to which you come to possess it and inherit it. Ushmartem asisem, and you shall guard them and do them. Why shall you guard them and do them? Kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem l'inei ha'amim, because it is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the people, asher yishmun es kol chukim o'ele, who shall hear all these chukim v'amru, and they shall say, meaning all these people that hear the chukim, they're going to say, rak am chacham v'navayin ha'gai ha'gadol hazeh, surely this great nation is wise and understanding people. Kimi gai gadol, for who is a great nation, says Moshe Rabbeinu, asher l'elkim krev melov, that he has his God close to him, kashem l'ekenu, like Hashem our God, b'chol kareinu elov, whenever we call to him, he's there. Umi gai gadol, and who is a great nation, asher loy chukim mishpatim tzadikim, that has righteous chukim mishpatim, k'chol ha'tara zeis, like this entire Tyra, asher anochi noisen fnei chayim hayoyim, that I place before you today. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk vav. Moshe Rabbeinu had said, ushmartim, you shall guard them, zumishna, this is talking about learning it, you have to learn the Tyra, and vasisem means kimashma, exactly as it sounds, you shall perform the Tyra. Kihi chok maschem uvinaschem, bezois techosh v'chacham munevainum leinu amim, with this you're going to be considered wise and understanding in the eyes of the nations. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Rak, however, hishamar lecha, you shall beware for yourself, ushmar nafshacham oid, you shall guard your souls very much. Pentishkach sadvar masher roe necha, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, upen yisurum il vavacha koyim echayecha, do not remove them from your heart all the days that you live, v'oidatim levanecha v'lenei vanecha, and you shall make them known to your sons and your sons' sons, meaning all your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. What is it that you're making known to them? Yoyim asher amat l'fnei Hashem l'kecha b'chayiv, the day that you stood in front of Hashem, your God, Echayiv, which is at Har Sinai. Be'emor Hashem Eli, when Hashem said to me, Hak Elias Sa'am, gather for me the nation, ve'ashmiyemis divarai, and I shall let them hear my words, asher yil medun, so they shall learn l'yiro isi, kol hayomim asher him chayim al-adama, so they can fear me all the days that they are living on this ground, ve'as b'nei amil amedun, and so they can teach their children. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Raki shar melecha pentishkach zadvarim. Us then, kishaloi tishkechu isam, when you do not forget them, v'sasum alamitasam, and you keep them to their trueness, meaning you keep the Torah the way it shall be kept to, techashu chachamun vainim, then you're going to be considered wise and understanding people. However, vim ta'avsu isam itaychshecha, if you're going to forget them and you're going to twist them, you're not going to keep them properly, techashu shaitim, you're going to be considered like fools. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Alf, v'tekrivun v'tamdun tachazahar, and you approached and you stood at the foot of the mountain, v'ha'har ba'er ba'esh alev ha'shamayim, and the mountain burned in fire until the heart of heaven, choshech anan v'arafel, darkness, cloud, and thick fog. V'aydab Hashem aleichem itaycho esh, and Hashem spoke to you from amidst the fire. Kol dvar matem shaimim, you were hearing the sound of words. Usmuna enchem rayim, you weren't seeing anything. You weren't seeing the likeness of anything. Zulasi kol, you were only hearing sound. V'aygei lechem es brisai, and He told you of His covenant. Asher tziva eschem lasois, that He commanded you to do. Aser sadvarim, the 10 things, that's talking about the aser sadibrais. V'yichtevei malshnei luchas havanim, and He wrote them down on the two luchas of stone. And v'aysi tziva Hashem ba'esahi, and Hashem commanded me at that time, la'amed eschem, to teach you. Rashi tells us Torah shel ba'al peh, chukim u'mishpatim, la'asoy eschem oisem, to do them, to perform them, ba'aretz asher atem ovrim sham l'rishta, in the land that you are crossing over to there in order to possess it. V'nishmartem o'ilin nafshei seichem, Moshe Rabbeinu warns them, be very careful of your souls. Ki lo ra'isem kol t'muna, because you didn't see any likeness, b'yom dibur Hashem aleichem b'chayiv mitaycha esh, that day that Hashem spoke to you at chayiv from among the fire. Pen tashchison, lest you act corruptly, v'asisem lechem pesel, and you're going to make for yourselves a carved image, t'munas kol samel, the likeness of a shape, tavnis zachar nekeva, form of a male or female, tavnis kol behema asher ba'aretz, the form of any animal that's on the land, tavnis kol tzipor kanof, the form of any winged creature, asher to'uf v'ashamayim, that flies in the shemayim, tavnis kol remes o'adama, the form of anything that crawls along the ground, tavnis kol daga asher b'ashamayim mitachas la'aretz, the form of any fish in the water that's underneath the ground, ufen tiso einecha ha'shamayim, and lest you raise your eyes up to the heavens, v'ri'isas ha'shemesh v'sayrechus ha'kechavim, and you're going to see the sun and the moon and the stars, kol tzav ha'shamayim, the entire legion of heaven, v'nidachta, and you're going to be drawn astray, v'yishtachavis lehem v'avatam, and bow down to them and serve them. And what are these things up in Shemayim anyway, says Moshe Rabbeinu, asher chalak Hashem lekecha isam, that Hashem had a portion to them, l'chalo amim, to all the nations, tachas kol Shemayim, underneath the entire heaven. Rashi over your Pasuk Yotes tells us, upen tiso einecha, listaka badavar, v'lasis lev litis achareim, to look at something, place your heart on it, and be turned after it, asher chalak Hashem, l'chalo amim, l'hoyer lahem, Hashem gave these things to brighten for all the entire nations, and you're going to look at that as a God. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, v'eschem lakach Hashem, and you Hashem took, v'yotzi eschem ikur habarzal mitzrayim, and He took you out. He extricated you from the Kur HaBarzel in Mitzrayim, liyos loy la'am nachla kayem hazeh, to be for Him a nation of heritage as this day. V'Hashem hisanaf bi al divrechem, and Hashem became angry with me because of your deeds. And he swore not to let me cross over the Jordan, and to not let me come into this good land that Hashem your God gives you as a heritage. Because I'm going to die in this land. In any I'm not going to cross over the Jordan. However, you are going to cross over and you are going to possess this good land. Beware for yourselves. Lest you forget the bris of Hashem your God that He sealed with you. And you make for yourselves a carved image, the likeness of something that Hashem your God commanded you. For Hashem your God is a consuming fire. Kel Kana, He is a jealous God. Now let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel. What's going on? Tumunas Kol, first of all, this means Tumunas Kol Dover, the likeness of anything. Asher Tzivcha Hashem, that Hashem commanded you. What does it mean that Hashem commanded you? Asher Tzivcha Shaloy Lasos, Hashem commanded you not to make this. Pasuk of Dalad in Rashi, Kel Kana, Hashem is a jealous God. What does that mean? Mekane Linkim, He is jealous to take vengeance. And Rashi says, Mischara Al Rugzai Lipara Me'avdi Avaisuchavim, He's going to ensure that He pays and that He punishes those that serve idols. And back to Chomish Pasuk of Hey, this selection is actually read on Tisha B'Av. Kisailid Banim Uvei Banim, when you have children and grandchildren, v'nashantem ba'aretz, and you spend a long time in the land, v'shchatem v'asisem pesel t'munas koil, and you grow corrupt and make yourselves a carved image, likeness of something, v'asisem hara b'nei Hashem l'kechol achisoy, and you will do that is evil in the eyes of Hashem your God to get Him angry. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafei, v'noshantem. Ramas lahem sh'yiglu menu l'soif ches meres v'nun be'ez shana. He was hinting to them that they're going to be exiled after 852 years. Kaminyan v'noshantem. This is the gematria of the word v'noshantem. V'hu hiktim v'hiklam l'soif sh'mayna meres v'chamishim. Hashem preceded and He sent them out into exile after 850 years, and He preceded 2 years before the count of Vinoshantim, meaning He didn't exile them the way that the Pasuk says after 852, it was only after 850. Why did Hashem do that? So that Hashem did not have to keep the next words of Moshe Rabbeinu that they're going to be completely destroyed. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Hashem al Hashem Hashem He did a righteousness with us, Shemir Lavia that He hurried to exile us 2 years before we were supposed to be exiled, and that ensured our continuation and that we didn't get completely destroyed. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav. I appoint today as witness as Hashemayim v'Saaretz, the heaven and the earth. Ki avoy tevedun maher, for you will swiftly perish. May all arts from on the land asher atem oivrim es hayadein shamal erishtah, that you cross over the Jordan to it to possess it. Lo yisarichun yamim aleah, you will not have long days on it. Ki yishamei tishamidun, for you will surely be destroyed. Ve'yifitz Hashem eschem ba'amim, and Hashem will scatter you among the nations. Min ashartem esem esbar, and you will be left just few in number. Ba'agoyim, among the nations asher enheg Hashem eschem shama, that Hashem will lead you to over there. Vavatem shama lehim maseh edei adam, and you're going to serve over there gods that are the handiwork of people. Eitz va'evin, wood and stone, asher lo yirun v'lo yishmu'un, that do not see and do not hear, v'lo yichlun v'lo yirichun, and do not eat and do not smell. However, the encouragement is, v'kashtem shamas Hashem lekecha umatzasa, and you will seek Hashem your God over there, and you will find Him. Ki sidrashenu b'chal vavcha v'chal nafshecha, that is when you search for Him with your entire heart and soul. But sar lecha, when you're in distress, umatzaucha kol advar me'ila, and all these things have found you, b'achiris hayamim, at the end of days, v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha, and you will return to Hashem your God, v'shamata b'kailoi, and you will hear His voice. Kikel racham Hashem lekecha, Hashem is a compassionate God. Lo yarpecha v'lo yashchisecha, He will not abandon you and He will not destroy you. V'lo yishkach es bris avisecha asher nishba lohem, and He will not forget the covenant of your forefathers that He swore to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues telling them encouraging words. Kisha'al na liyam rishayim asher hayu lefanecha, inquire now, ask now about the early days that have come before you. L'min hayem asher bar lekim adam al art, from the day that Hashem created man on the land, ul'mikteh ha'shamayim v'kateh ha'shamayim, from one end of the heavens till the other end of the heavens. Hania kadavra gadol azeh, was there ever such a great thing? Ay hanishma kamayu, have you ever heard such a thing like this? Hashama am koil alakim midam mitaycha esh, has a nation ever heard God speaking from midst of fire? Kasher shamato atel, like you heard, vayachi and lived? Ay haniso alayhim, has a God ever tried, lovoy lakachas loigoy mekerv goy, to take a nation out from among another nation, bimasais with challenges, ba'aisais uvmaisim, with signs and wonders, uv mechama and war, uv yad chazaka, and a strong hand, uv zrani tuya, an outstretched arm, uv mayraim gedolim, and awesome deeds, kechol asher asol achem Hashem lakechem Mitzrayim lenecha, like everything Hashem your God did in Mitzrayim in front of your eyes, atah har esol adas, you have been shown in order to know, ki Hashem hu alekim, that Hashem, He is the God, ein oid mavadoi, there is no one else besides Him. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, liyamim rishayim, about the first days, al yamim rishayim, regarding the earlier days, ulimikzeh shemayim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean, from the end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven, v'gam sh'ol l'chol habrum asher mikotza l'kotza, that means ask anyone in the entire world that lives from one end of the earth to the other end. Zeu pshutei, that's a simple understanding. Umidrashei, Medrash explains, Malamed al kamay Ma'aseh Shel Adam. This is actually talking about the height of Adam HaRishon. The pasuk says, ask from the day that Hashem created Adam on the ground. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is describing who Adam was and how tall he was. Shehayisa min ha'aretz ad ha'shamayim. He was from the ground all the way till the heavens. V'ashir atzmo shel mikatz l'katza. And that is the shear, that is the size of from one end to the other end. Haniyah kadavar ha'gadol hazeh, umar ha'davar ha'gadol. What is this great thing? Hashama'am. Has a nation ever heard Hashem and lived? Let's jump to Rashi Pasuk Lamed Hey. The Pasuk had told us, atahar esa lodas. You have been shown in order to know. Kitargumai ischazesa. K'shenasan kosh. When Hashem gave them the Torah, He opened for them the seven heavens. The same way He opened up the upper heavens, so too He opened the tachtonim, the lower parts of the earth. And everyone saw that Hashem is alone. He is the only one. That's why it says, you have been shown in order to know this. In order to know what? That Hashem Elikim Ein oid milvadoi. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav. Min Hashemayim Hishmiachas Koilo Liasreka. From Shemayim, He caused you to hear His voice to teach you. Val Aretz Harachas Yishai Gdaila. And on the ground, He showed you His great fire, Udvarv Shemati Mitaych Ha'esh, and you heard His words from among the fire. And Vesachas Kiyavas Avesecha. That's because He loves your forefathers. Vayivchar Bezari Acharev. And He chose His descendants after Him. Vayitziyacha Befanav. And He took you out before Himself, Bekoichai Hagadol Mitzrayim, with His great strength from Mitzrayim. And why did He take you out from Mitzrayim? Lohirish Gaim in order to drive away great nations that are greater and more powerful than you from in front of you, in order to bring you and give you their land as inheritance like this day. And you shall know today, and take it to your heart, Hashem is the God in the heavens above and on the ground down below, there is none other. And you shall guard His chukim and His mitzvahs that I command you today, so that He will do good to you and your sons after you, and so you can have long days on the land that Hashem your God gives you for all the days. With this, we actually take a little bit of a pause in the narrative of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah in Parshas Veschanan. Everyone should have a wonderful day.